How do you disarm a narcissist? Narcissists leave us feeling confused, lost, overwhelmed, etc. One of the things that everybody asks me is, well, how do you stop them from doing that? What do you do when they're gaslighting? How do you stop them from manipulating you?
Do you want to learn how to outsmart a narcissist? Would you like it if I explained to you exactly how to sort of play their game and how you can beat them at it? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed how narcissists seem to care just as much about the way you behave in your relationship as they do about how other people perceive them outside the relationship? And yet they seem to think that whatever they do or say is okay, and they don't have any regard for how you feel. They do whatever suits them best in the moment. In your relationship, is or was the narcissist always the one to call all the shots? Whether directly or indirectly. Now, when I say directly, I mean literally by kind of setting the rules in stone around the house, or indirectly by just manipulating every situation to their advantage, or making you feel guilty, or whatever tactic they choose to go with. It's all about manipulating the situation, manipulating you in the situation. So inside the relationship, the narcissist has probably been very controlling, to say the very least. And very often in every single aspect of the relationship and, in fact, your life. At least that was my experience. How about you? In your experience, does it seem to be pretty much always about the narcissist? Yeah? Well, then let me ask you another question. When you're around people who don't know the narcissist as well as you do, do they sometimes see them as a really generous or kind or fun to be around kind of person? Even selfless? That's kind of what I like to call the narcissistic conundrum. Sort of their secret sauce. That's the dual personality thing. You'll notice the narcissist seems to be one person at home and another person out in public, especially around outsiders or people whose opinion they do value. Narcissists are those people who seem to be nicer to strangers than they are to the people closest to them. Does that sound familiar to you? I'm sure, though, as one of their potentially primary sources of narcissistic supply, you probably already do know that. And you probably also know that their generosity tends to come with strings attached. And then there's the fact that you can pretty much always count on a narcissist to explode when anything's wrong in their little world. Then there are the covert narcissist types who will often they'll just shut down and just force you to kind of flail around and wonder, what did I do now? What did I do wrong this time? Of course, that kind of narcissist might not even speak to you for days or weeks afterward, giving you the good old silent treatment.
There are three main phases that you're going to find yourself going through with them. This is, of course, the idealization or love bombing phase, where you are showered with fake love, which makes you believe the narcissist is like your soulmate from heaven. The beginning of a relationship with a narcissist can be very deceptive. In most cases, a narcissistic relationship begins just like any other, with the standard phases of initial attraction, infatuation, and eventually falling in love. So do you remember the time when you first met your narcissistic ex and you thought that they were your soulmate? You could not believe that everything you loved, they loved, and everything you didn't like, they also didn't like. And then they would be so sweet and charming until their narcissistic side came out anyway. And then the next phase is where they devalue you and you begin to see their true colors, but they're cruel and they're condescending and they find things wrong with you. At first, they were like a dream come true for you and they became eventually your worst nightmare. But what you didn't know then is that the narcissist, they had their own underlying psychological issues, likely starting in early childhood. And then that last phase, of course, when they discard you.
What happens is at the end of a narcissistic relationship, you get no closure. You're left reeling and spinning and you've got nothing. You have no idea what happened sometimes. And even if you do know what happened, you seek closure and you don't get it. And if you want closure, you're usually looking for something from the narcissist that makes it easier for you, whether it is an explanation of their behavior or an admission from them that you didn't do whatever it is that caused the breakup or some other sort of closure. You never get it. It's very frustrating. The narcissist treats you like a thing as opposed to being a person. But you are treated during the breakup as an object or an extension of the narcissist's self, while a healthier person, even if the breakup is nasty and bad, might actually treat you with a little bit of love and respect, or at least respect. So while you can feel devastated and alone and confused and everything else at the end of a regular relationship, you're also going to find yourself feeling a whole different way at the end of a narcissistic relationship. I like to call it uncomfortably numb, right? Where you find yourself feeling completely lost. You don't even know what end is up. You don't even know who you are anymore. Well, the way they treat you is damaging. It's inhumane. It makes you not even know where you're at sometimes on a certain metaphysical level, right? The reasoning for the breakup from a narcissist is often convoluted. And if you aren't the one that did the discard, you very often find yourself feeling like you don't know what hit you. It's a roller coaster of emotions, and then suddenly you're out on on your ass and you have no idea why.
All right, so it's important to recognize that while many people have a moment, they need to step away, they need to retreat and think about stuff. Someone who really cares about you is never ever gonna use this abusive tactic to punish you. This is not a tactic a healthy person would use, you understand? They wouldn't do this. Normal people don't punish someone for their own bad behavior, such as being caught in a lie, but narcissists, as you painfully know, most definitely will. This, my friend, should be a huge red flag for you. So how do you play the game? What are the rules of toxic narcissism? How do you outsmart a narcissist? The apparent objective of the game, it's all about self-preservation, but there's a twist. There always is, right? The twist is you've got to discover the tipping point between self-preservation and self-destruction, at least when it comes to this game. If you focus too much on self-preservation, you may find yourself exhibiting certain classic narcissistic traits, behaviors. But if you focus too little on it, you'll find yourself becoming a typical narcissistic abuse victim. Notice I didn't say survivor or thriver there. During the course of a relationship with a narcissist, especially a toxic one, you're gonna find yourself sort of sliding back and forth between those two extremes. So the actual objective of a narcissist's game then is to keep spinning, to stay on that little track and inside of the narcissist's little harem, group of people that admire and give supply to the narcissist, to just keep the game going. That's the object. Another super fun fact about narcissists is that they like to play both sides of that game. That means that one day they might play the victim who needs rescuing, you know, damsel in distress stuff or the poor me thing. While the next day they might decide that, hey, today I'm going to be the superhero. I'm going to be on center stage because I'm going to save somebody. I'm going to be the savior. All right, let's talk about the players now. So you know that your role in the narcissist game is completely fluid. Sometimes you're going to be the victim who needs to be rescued. And when the narcissist wants to be rescued, well, you'll be the hero. Unless, of course, you're in trouble that day, in which case you'll be nothing but crap on the bottom of the shoe of the narcissist. Either way though, don't try to steal their spotlight because they never enjoy that. They don't like it one bit. And then again, of course, there are the times that the narcissist will feel some innate need to sort of just crush somebody's soul. Guess what, my friend? Unfortunately, that would also be your role here, the crushy. But there's one rule that overpowers all the other rules in the game of toxic narcissism. No matter what, you gotta keep the game going. It's absolutely necessary for both parties to participate if one of you, the narcissist, is going to win in the end. Oh yeah, that's the last rule. You will not win. You can't win. Because even if by all logical standards and opinions, you are the clear-cut winner, the narcissist will never ever acknowledge it, will never admit it, will never encourage you to discuss it. They will instead find literally any reason to place the fault completely and squarely on you or someone else. And then they'll work to artificially inflate their own ego because it's so fragile. The object of the game is to keep going. Keep the game going. The biggest rule of the game is that both parties must keep playing, keep participating in the drama and the BS and all the gaslighting stuff. And then the other rule is that you cannot win the game. It has to be the narcissist who wins the game. Let me ask you something. Why are we playing this game? Do you know? Are you still playing the game? Is it possible for an intelligent person to be tricked into doubting him or herself? To put it very simply, emotional manipulation is what people do when they try to change your behavior, your thoughts, your feelings, through misleading practices.
Narcissists love to manipulate you and control you. Often, this looks like gaslighting and brainwashing. It can be so subtle that you don't even realize it's happening.
Some of the difficult people in your life, including the toxic narcissists you might be involved with, might try to use emotional manipulation to control you. Of course, there are various ways they can do this, and various types of emotional manipulation.
How can you tell if you're dealing with a narcissist who's using these pervasive techniques on you?
Do you feel like someone's controlling you emotionally? And do you feel like that person might be a narcissist? If so, stick with me, this video is for you.
What is mind control exactly? Well, it involves the manipulative tactics that narcissists use to subtly control and manipulate you. And narcissists are especially happy to use it to sort of manage you so that you will do, say, and be, well, exactly what they want in any given moment. The worst part is that it could happen to literally anyone. Even the most intelligent people can be subjected to mind control. And that's partially because of its subtle but highly targeted nature.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that no one wants to be controlled, and that's especially true when we're talking about an adult who is capable and relatively responsible. And sometimes when someone you love is manipulating you, or someone you care about or even work with, it might start to make you think you're a little crazy. That's called gaslighting, and yes, it's a real thing. But are you tired of it yet? And if you are, let me ask you another question. Are you ready to fight back? Do you really want to fight back? Or are you just like me, someone who doesn't really enjoy confrontation?
In fact, someone who's willing to do almost anything to avoid confrontation. Maybe you found yourself bending over backward and making yourself entirely uncomfortable just to avoid upsetting the narcissist in your life.
How can you tell if you're dealing with a narcissist who's using these pervasive techniques on you? How do you know if you're under mind control? The fact is, well, you just don't know. Right? Okay, let me play devil's advocate for a moment here. What if I told you that everything you're doing could be a response that fits perfectly into another person's secret plan? Now, if you take that as a real possibility, then could you simply just give up, decide that nothing is really within your control? But wait a minute, you don't have to do that. You're a thinking person, right? Well, then you could imagine that you could have control over more than you might realize in this moment. But how can you know for sure? I'd ask you to start with a simple question. Am I acting or am I reacting? If you find that you're reacting, then you are almost always automatically responding to something that you see as outside of your control. You're doing this in an attempt, consciously or otherwise, to gain some control back. And this is a potential sign of some sort of mind control in your life. So is someone controlling you?
I know it's hard to believe, but gaslighting works on the most intelligent people. It works on people who have a high level of empathy. So if you strongly feel other people's feelings, if someone walks into a room and you can just immediately feel their energy, you might be one of these people, an empath. And gaslighting is so effective because it's almost impossible to detect. It's very subtle.
No one likes to feel powerless and out of control. And when we're dealing with toxic people in our lives, we so often find ourselves feeling just like that. We stop trusting ourselves and we give in to letting the narcissist ruin our lives on some level or another. So what's the solution? How do we stop letting toxic people control our lives and stop them from telling us what we like and what to do, what to think, and who we are? The answer is that we need to do something intentional, something positive that is not a response to the external environment that we're living in. Let me emphasize the word positive here because an intentional negative destructive act must act on or destroy something pre-existing. So it would then be something to which you are reacting, you see?
So right now I'm going to share with you some kind of hidden signs of gaslighting that are easy to miss even for the most intelligent people. This will allow you to arm yourself and be aware that someone's trying to manipulate you. So here are the signs. Number one, twisted truths. So this is one of the most common ways that narcissists kind of manipulate us. They either gloss over the truth or they blatantly deny it. And this is really a key sign. You might be shocked at how far a narcissist will stoop in order to get their needs met. For example, they might make a statement or a promise and then deny it even in the same breath. Usually, a narcissist will pretend that the truth isn't what it is, and then conveniently blame you and your overreaction, or your need for drama, or your bad memory for whatever it is they're saying is the truth. Or they might just refuse to make any acknowledgement at all of the truth. So why does gaslighting work so well on intelligent people? Well, it's a slow and methodical form of manipulation that kind of resembles brainwashing. And of course, if you tell them they're gaslighting you, they'll tell you to prove it. And you'll have nothing but your word to prove it. And they know that and they use that against you. That's part of the way they convince you you're crazy. So here's what'll typically happen. The narcissist will say, oh, you're full of it. I'm not doing that. You'll say, no, I'm sure of it. This is the truth. Well, this will go on until you're tired of hearing about it. And then you'll most likely give up, give in, and just agree with them. Or at least stop speaking your mind in order to just get them to shut up or end the conversation, end the confrontation. They know that. And the reason this works is because, of course, it's difficult to prove that they were manipulating you without a recording, an email, or some sort of tangible proof of the behavior. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times I found myself thinking and even saying out loud, I really need to start recording our conversations. Of course, in my case, that was met with a lot of negativity, and I'm sure it would be in yours as well. In some cases, the narcissist will try to fight the evidence that you present to them, even when you do have it, by telling you that you're crazy, you're over-dramatic, you're always making up stuff in your head. And as someone who has probably spent a large percentage of their life manipulating, maybe you'd even call them a professional manipulator, a narcissist is really good at making you believe that you didn't experience what you experienced. Or that you're just not remembering the conversation the same way they are, or that you've missed something, or you made something up in your head. Again, this is all the gaslighting thing. They're trying to make you feel unstable and trying to make you doubt your experiences. Then they make you feel guilty and ashamed of yourself for even trying to talk about it, and eventually you stop talking. You don't pursue the subject anymore. And that's exactly what they wanted in the first place, of course. And to be perfectly honest with you, it works far more often than even I would like to admit. On top of that, as a person who is dealing or has dealt with a narcissist, you probably also have a little CPTSD or complex post-traumatic stress disorder going on, or at least some of those symptoms. And this also could be why you haven't ended the relationship yet, because you're trauma bonded. In addition to that, it makes you more vulnerable to gaslighting because you have been traumatized. Another thing narcissists love to do when they're gaslighting and manipulating you is to lay on the guilt. They love to use guilt to manipulate their victims. It's really a go-to tactic that many of them use even without realizing it. It's very subtle, and a lot of times outsiders won't see it. You could be in the same room with someone being actively abused or gaslighted, and that person wouldn't even know because it's so subtle and underhanded. Maybe it's a certain look on the face the narcissist gets that tells you that when you get home, you're in trouble. Or maybe it's a matter of a certain phrase that they use or a certain way they hold their body. Like I said, it's really subtle and outsiders won't see it. And it can be as simple as a phrase or a look or a statement that can almost make you physically ill because you know exactly what it means. Because you know that it's inevitably going to be featured in the next episode of Narcissistic Injury and then Narcissistic Rage that comes your way from the narcissist. This keeps you in a constant state of anxiety and fear. It makes it much easier for you to be gaslighted. Narcissists are infamous for loving the passive-aggressive manipulation tactic, and this is one of their favorites. They have a knack for hitting you where it hurts. They will find and exploit your weak spots, so it's easier for you to feel guilty. This, of course, is where the narcissistic injury part comes in. The narcissist will then pretend to be the victim so you feel sorry for them. And of course, if you refuse to go along with this charade, well, you're in for it. The narcissist will cry and whine and moan and act pathetic just to get what they want. Poor narcissist. They'll stop at nothing, so don't forget that. They will act like they are so put upon, such a victim. In fact, they'll even go so far as to accuse you of being an abuser, to accuse you of being insensitive and mean and hateful. Projection, my friend, projection. So essentially, just be aware that a narcissist acts like a little toddler on an emotional level who needs attention. And in this case, they will be seeking sympathy in the process. That's another important sign to recognize. Remember, the narcissist stops at nothing to get what they want. They literally do not care. They are users. They will use their friends, their other family members to hurt you. And in fact, they'll use you to hurt them. People are just extensions, objects to narcissists. Even and sometimes especially the people who are closest to them. Another thing narcissists do to gaslight and manipulate intelligent people is they ask you to kill the messenger. What do I mean by this? Narcissists have a tendency to use other people to be the messengers or the mediators for you or some aspect of your life. Without concern for anyone involved, these abusive manipulators will use various people to send you hurtful messages or to blame you for their issues. Sometimes this will present itself as someone comes to you and they say they're concerned about some problem that you're having, which of course offers them the right to express their concern to everyone in earshot. Well, this will often lead to people around you coming up and trying to offer support in genuine ways many times. A lot of times well-intentioned outsiders will try to reach out to you, help you. And what they don't realize is that at this moment, they're playing the part the narcissist wrote for them. It's a well-practiced game of manipulation. So what they're doing is essentially employing unintended flying monkeys, people who mean well. They have no negative intention toward you, but the narcissist tells them a lie, tells them a story about you that isn't true, says you're having some big problem, and this person becomes genuinely concerned about you and tries to come and talk to you and help you. In reality, what you're dealing with is a smear campaign, and the narcissist is using those people like flying monkeys. But by bringing in those people, the narcissist is not only able to deflect responsibility from him or herself in this case, but they're also able to blame that person for misinterpreting the message. And then they have this benefit of you not trusting that person or not feeling warmly toward that person. And this, of course, adds to their ability to further isolate and control you. Does that make sense? Another tactic they'll use is fear and intimidation. A narcissist knows that you hate confrontation. And that's why when they feel threatened, insecure, or in any way underserved by you, they might just resort to anger and threats in order to manipulate and intimidate you. The fact is that the narcissist is known to use anger and fear to coerce the people in their lives. They use threats and angry outbursts to make you feel uncomfortable and upset. And this isn't just you, but it certainly includes you, I'm guessing. And it's not because they can't control it in many cases. It's a willful behavior designed to make you conform to their will. Narcissists will also often use what is considered by them to be justified anger to interrupt or stop a conversation they don't like. For example, a narcissist who is confronted about an affair might use an angry outburst or threats to end the conversation, or they might just storm out of the room. And they will most definitely blame the person doing the confronting. But the way they see it is if they're angry and frustrated and it's so justified, they have every right to walk out of the room. That's why they use that tactic. If you're in a situation with someone like this, sometimes this can go the other direction. And instead of leaving the room, they might physically attack you. If you are in a situation like that, pay close attention to someone like that and seek help if necessary. Another behavior a narcissist will use to manipulate you is what I call head-stepping and insecurity. You know how some people will kind of intentionally gossip about, like, I don't know, everyone in their lives? They'll relentlessly pick on them. Maybe it's done in the form of, what, I'm just trying to help. Or maybe it's a more direct thing, like, you're always so lazy, boring, stupid, etc. In other words, a narcissist is very likely to belittle you to try to bring you down to their own level. Even when you leave a narcissistic relationship, the after effects can stay with you for years. And that's especially true when you're co-parenting or dealing with a narcissist in business or some other way that you can't go no contact with them for whatever reason. But if you're going to figure out how exactly to disarm a narcissist, to neutralize them, to stop them from constantly manipulating and abusing you, the first thing you have to be is super prepared. And you have to be preloaded, let's say. You have to know ahead of time exactly what you're going to say and what you're going to do when these things come up. So let's talk about it. The first thing you want to do is use the Grey Rock method. That just means to disengage with the narcissist. Don't let them affect you emotionally in any way, even though that's going to be a little difficult. With practice, you can get there. Remember that you can only control yourself and act from that perspective. Don't pretend to believe a narcissist's lies. Don't take the bait when they try to engage you in an argument or any other sort of drama. Just don't engage with them. The next thing you want to do is make sure you set boundaries, and when the narcissist inevitably steps on them, make sure you're prepared to stand firmly behind them. Immediately warn the narcissist the moment that they step over that boundary. Explain to them exactly what you're going to do if they continue to cross it. But if you're going to enact any sort of consequence or denial of attention, you must be willing to do so. You can't threaten the narcissist and not follow through, because immediately they will know that that's your MO. It's okay if you've done that in the past. It's pretty common. Don't beat yourself up for it, but it's time to make a change now. So from today on, if you say you're going to do something, then do it, even when it feels uncomfortable. The next thing you need to do is stop apologizing to the narcissist for things you didn't do. And I know it kind of becomes automatic. You know, they scream and yell at you for no reason, and before you even hear what they said, half the time you're going, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You don't have to do that anymore. Stop apologizing unless you mean it. Because what a narcissist hears when you apologize is, oh, yep, I was right all along. Yep, you were wrong. Thanks for acknowledging that, even when half the time they don't accept your apology anyway. Apologizing to a narcissist in order to get them to back down or to reason with them, a waste of your energy and your time. Don't bother. It will backfire. The next thing you have to do is accept who they are. Accept the narcissist's limitations. So whenever you have to deal with them, understand what they cannot do. That is, they cannot be real or empathetic or offer any concern for your actual well-being or anything like that. Know what it is that you have to deal with when you're dealing with them, whatever your outcome needs to be. Don't let them convince you otherwise. If you need something, you need them to sign a paper, or you need them to take your kid to the doctor, or whatever it is, go in and understand that's what you're going in for. That's the goal that you have to accomplish. Don't let them make excuses. Don't fall into your old habits of kind of coddling them or bending beyond your comfort level just to reach a compromise or to get where you're trying to go. Because if you do that, it will just keep going forever and ever. Since you're stuck dealing with this person for whatever reason, yes, you do have to deal with their shortcomings, but no, you don't have to let them cross your boundaries. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do for that person unless you're legally required to do so. Believe me, I know all of this is easier said than done, but sometimes it helps to hear it. And like I tell you all the time, the final thing to remember here is that no matter what, you definitely will not change the narcissist, so just accept that that's the truth. If by some miracle the narcissist manages to change and become a whole different person, call me, let me know, I'm interested. But I've never seen it happen, not for long anyway. I've definitely seen narcissists exhibit behavior changes temporarily in an effort to keep a supply around or prevent one from leaving, but I've never seen any long-term, real, deep-seated change. There's a reason for that. So let's talk about a few different phrases that you can use to actually neutralize a narcissist or shut a narcissist down. Remember, you're going to have to be strong here and willing to stand your ground, but these phrases or some version of them will work or help to neutralize the narcissist or stop them in their tracks during their attempts at manipulation. Number one, I'm not sure about that. Can you prove it? Or I don't believe you. If you make a point of questioning what a narcissist is saying, especially when you're pretty sure they're full of it, they will learn quickly that you're not someone they can tell stories and lies to. That will shut them down. If that doesn't work, ask for their source. Number two, remind the narcissist that they're not better than anyone else and no one's better than them. It might slow them down a little bit. The fact of the matter is narcissists don't like to believe that anyone is as good as them and certainly not better. But it helps to kind of remind them that, hey, you know what, even though maybe you're more skilled than some people in certain areas or more attractive or whatever, you're not better than anyone. The fact is that it's normal and it's acceptable for humans to be really good at some stuff and not good at other stuff. That's how human nature works. Everybody has their areas of genius, but reminding a narcissist of this doesn't usually go well. But it certainly will kind of disarm them and surprise them, especially if you've never said anything like that before. Narcissists are always trying to make people think they're smarter or better or think more intelligently or in some way superior to other people. Interestingly enough, I've actually had more than one narcissist say to me, well, I am better than other people. That's kind of funny if you think about it. And a little sad. Number three, I am not afraid of you. Telling a narcissist that you're not afraid of them will surprise them, slow them down, and neutralize them in many cases. See, narcissists are deeply insecure, even though you can't usually see that on the outside unless you're dealing with a covert narcissist. But what a narcissist wants is for you to be as or more insecure as them, because then they can kind of control you a little better. They can use your weaknesses against you in order to keep you in check. And they can talk about all the things that you're insecure about to make you feel bad about yourself and inferior to them. But refusing to accept that, refusing to accept those attacks and those beatdowns, as it were, it'll show them that you're not scared, that you're not bothered by them, that they're not getting to you. They don't know how to handle you if they can't intimidate you. And that, my friend, is yet another way that you can neutralize them and kind of stop them in their tracks, kind of shut them down. Number four, don't change the subject. Why would you tell a narcissist to not change the subject? Well, because in many cases, the first thing a narcissist does when they're found out, when they're caught doing something they're not supposed to do, is they jump down your throat, they deflect. They might do this in a simple way. Like, for example, maybe you come home and you say, hey, did you take all the rest of the money out of the bank account? And then they, you know, maybe admit it or not. And then suddenly they're very concerned about why the trash hasn't been taken out in 2 days. And they're freaking out because that's your job and you should have taken out the trash. And what's wrong with you anyway? Eventually, you end up apologizing to them and you find yourself wishing you didn't even ask about the bank account money. Well, now's the time to stop that. If you want to shut down the narcissist, refuse to change the subject. So, for example, if you're asking about the money, where did you, you know, why did you take all the money out of the bank account? What did you do with the money? Then when they start the trash thing, you say, no, don't change the subject here. Why did you take the money? And refuse to let go. That will disarm them and shut them down very quickly. They might walk away from you. And if you ask me, that's not such a bad thing, but be prepared. Number five, you can say the magic word to neutralize a narcissist. And that is nope or no, nuh-uh, no way, can't do it, not gonna work for me, not gonna do it, no, can't happen, not gonna hear it, not gonna see it, whatever. You already know that the narcissist always wants you to say yes to them for everything. The narcissist never wants to hear the word no. They always want you to say yes. Yes, I will accept your psychological abuse. Yes, I will put up with all the crap you throw my way. Sure, I don't mind at all if you act like an entitled jerk for the rest of my life. By all means. They also want you to think exactly like they think. See, because on some level, having you think what they think and agree with everything they ask you for, well, that's another way they control you. That makes them think they have power over you and everybody else. But when you say no to a narcissist, it completely neutralizes them. If you refuse to agree with them, you pull yourself back from their thoughts and ideas and, I don't know, develop some of your own. Well, it not only takes away from the image in the narcissist's mind that they have of us or the box they've drawn for us, we kind of step outside that box, but it will cause them to get very angry. And that's, of course, because they actually believe in that moment that you are ignorant and you can't possibly see reality for what it is. The only problem there, of course, is that reality for a narcissist is, well, it's a lot different than it is for everyone else. Narcissists kind of live in their own little fantasy world. Bottom line, a narcissist wants to get away with anything they can. They want to control you and manipulate you at all costs. If they know they're wrong, they're going to try to change the subject. They're going to try to flip things around and make it your fault. They don't want to let you know that you're right ever. Narcissists are very skilled manipulators, and they aren't worth your energy or your time. But I know, we can't always just walk right away. In the meantime, try the tips I gave you today. Train yourself to recognize when a narcissist is playing games with you, manipulating you or trying to confuse you. Stay focused on what matters. Stay focused on what you can control. Remember that you deserve so much better than this. Don't let the narcissist manipulate you. When the narcissist begins to recognize that they can't manipulate you anymore, they will start to lose interest in you over time, maybe fast. Be prepared for that. Know what's going to come next. Neutralizing a narcissist is not easy. It requires a lot of discomfort at first, and it requires you to be really, really strong. But if you take the time and the focus to learn how to do it, they will no longer be able to manipulate you. Narcissists don't love themselves, and they don't love you, and they will do whatever they can to sort of take you down with them in their own little fiery HE double hockey sticks. Don't give the narcissist the pleasure of willingly stepping into that trap anymore. Remember, you're important, you matter, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your ideas are real and valid and worth having. You are worth loving. Don't allow a narcissist to convince you otherwise. Please don't forget.
All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you struggled with a narcissist who has tried to manipulate you or gaslight you or make you feel otherwise not good enough? And if so, have you tried any of the tactics in this video today? If you have, let me know in the comments below. If you haven't, what worked for you, or will you give these ideas a try? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm gonna leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.